Oh, yeah. Happy Freaky Friday, friends. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here on a Friday, February 8th. How's it going? Happy weekend to you. We had a great time today on the show, speculating once again about actually getting some instruments on the Grammy performance. AC/DC hopefully will be making an appearance on Sunday night. Jeff Bezos, Bond villain, whatever you want to call him, he's getting blackmailed and he wants the world to know about it. We talked a little Def Leppard and Gronk, everyone's favorite dumb jock up in New England. He got a beer thrown at him and hit him in the head, which probably didn't change much. We had a silly fashion break with Cindy Graham involving the heir apparent to leg warmers. Comedian Bill Bellamy joined us once again in studio, and John will be making an appearance as a weekend jock this weekend. He's broadcasting live from the auto show, so we talked about that a little bit, and then heard about John Mellencamp falling victim to crime while he is on tour. So here we go. Hope you enjoy. Have a great weekend, and we will chat again on Monday. Until then, it is the Daily Podcast.
I heard a story yesterday that, you know, we're talking about AC/DC's back together. Phil Rudd is playing with them. Brian Johnson's going to be singing. They were all in Vancouver recording an album. But that might be as far as Brian Johnson goes. He may not go out on the road.
Hearing still problems.
Yeah, still or still having hearing problems.
Yeah, that was a sentence I made.
It's the first break, folks.
All right.
Give him a break.
Yeah. So, if you want to talk like that, you should host the show. but yeah, so I don't know.
Might be Grammys and then done?
Yeah, it might be. And if they are, well, Steve and I believe they're going to be in the Grammys because of the footage that we saw.
Steve Zapruder, the Grammys
surprise,
teaser.
Right. Surprise appearance from AC/DC. They have not
I buy it.
Because they haven't announced that they have, you know, but they show it in the promo. But it could be, hey, the last time they appeared. You know, who the hell knows? They're just trying to make it exciting. Because it's not like it's from this year.
Sure.
You know, that's all old footage that they're using
The problem with that is that they everybody else that's on that commercial.
Right.
Is playing at the Grammys.
Right. That's true. And that's just the first hour.
Oh! Yeah.
So they keep doing it, giving this list of all this stuff. And that's just the first hour, because all the suck people are coming on in the second hour.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Jeff Bezos, a man that is not necessarily liked by a lot of people. Well, part of it because he's weird, and the other part of it is because he's got so damn much money that, you know, well, once you're rich, everybody has to hate you. My hat's off to him. My hat is off to him because the National Enquirer basically is trying to blackmail him, and he went, no, come on. Come on. Come on, Adam. Right? And do you know that this story?
I know the story,
you explain it.
So some pictures have leaked out of – well, not leaked out yet, but the National Enquirer has them.
Has them.
And they're blackmailing him and, I guess, extorting him. And Jeff decided to just go right at it. He went online and put out a statement saying what they were doing and released all the emails that that were going back and forth from AMI, who's the parent company of the Enquirer, and Jeff's lawyers. And all the stuff that they're telling him, if you don't say this and this and this, then we're going to release this photo, and they list all the photos they have of him.
It's basically them admitting to blackmail.
Yeah.
So he called their bluff, essentially.
Yeah, he called their bluff.
I mean, he went straight into the guns and said, go ahead, if you're going to put it out there. And his whole thing was, if a guy in my position and all the money that I have can't stand up to somebody trying to blackmail me, how can anybody else, like me or Dave or you, John,
stand up to that? No, it's true. But the most interesting part about this is the publisher of the National Enquirer. Do you know what his name is?
What's that?
David Pecker.
Oh, come on.
His name is David Pecker, right? And he's holding Pecker shots over Bezos' head.
Come on.
We are
living in a simulation. I was done with Anthony Weiner. I drew a line there. This is too far.
So basically, Bezos has publicly exposed Pecker.
A guy who's known for his packages all around the world.
The John DiBella Podcast.
My advice to you. Start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
I love the way that they make a big emphasis on guitar.
Oh, it's great.
Drums.
Just own the 80s cheese. It's awesome.
Hairspray.
Guitar.
Drums.
The John DiBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DiBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
All right, so I realize we're now like almost a week since the Super Bowl happened, right? But there's still a couple of stories left over. Let me start you off with this one. Did you hear about the Saints fan, the obituary for the Saints fan?
No. I did not.
All right, this is really interesting. You're going to love this, Sin. All right, this guy dies, all right, and basically they put in his obituary, I'm going to quote it exactly, he passed away early Sunday morning because he was determined not to watch this year's Super Bowl.
I love it.
It's fantastic.
But speaking of which, they had the Super Bowl parade up in Boston.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Gronk got hit in the head with a full beer can.
I saw a video
of
this.
It was close. It was just a beer, boom, just threw it, and bang, right off the damn head.
He dropped immediately.
Yeah. I mean, he was telling Jimmy Fallon about it last night, and he goes, I'm just chilling, then boom, pop, full beer can, right to the face.
This is the most Gronk story ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Gronk won beer. Right. Gronk chug beer. Gronk fall down after getting hit with beer.
But the same thing happened to Alex Cora.
It hit the World Series trophy. It broke the trophy.
That's right.
Yeah.
For the Red Sox.
And he got hit with a beer as well.
There was people throwing beers at the Eagles parade.
Oh, yeah.
But the players were looking, and they were like, yeah, you want a beer? Here. And they threw it to the player to
I
catch
saw
it. Not
Alshon
a gun and random
Alshon
beers.
Alshon Jeffrey laid out for one and caught it with his fingertips in front of me. It was incredible.
He only did that in that last game.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. He should have thrown a beer.
See, at least with Philly fans, you know, we throw snowballs and batteries. Yeah. I mean, it's small stuff.
Yeah.
Small stuff.
50 years ago.
Not full cans
seriously.
Of beer.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy,
mm-hmm.
You will be happy to know. Yep, we got a new fashion item. This came to me from a listener, Jan. I think her last name might have been Franks, but I'm not sure. I just remember her first name is Jan. And it's nice that the listeners are, you know, staying, you know, keeping an eye out for all of the stupid fashion that we could possibly come across. Would you please go to the Facebook page? Because okay. I love hearing your reaction to these newest fashions.
All right.
Yes,
oh, it's, I could make this.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. It's what the world needs. Ankle scarves.
I think they're delightful.
Are these for both men and women?
Well, those are
I'd
definitely
say so.
That's men's shoes. Those are men's shoes, and
women can always rock a scarf.
All right, now I would suggest that if your ankles are getting cold, as they're showing you in the shot, two things you might want to do is one, wear longer pants.
Yeah,
right. And two, wear socks.
Right. I don't wear pants that stop above my ankles.
You don't wear capris?
Right. I don't.
Really?
And I don't wear shoes like that.
Right. You know, so
while wearing those pants.
Right. Although I like those shoes.
They're not bad shoes. I just don't wear those. It's really the pants.
I mean, it's the most ridiculous. And when you click on the story, you'll see even more of these scarves. And they literally are tiny scarves that you tie around your ankles.
I think it's great if your ankles are becoming hipsters.
Right.
Yeah. Like mine lately have been listening to indie bands lately.
Mine are growing beards.
Are they?
Yeah,
see,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
perfect
yeah.
for
this
that.
This explains why my ankles were asking for the avocado toast the other day. All right, now
so there's
I got
ankle
it.
Avocado toast for you, too.
So,
the funny thing is my daughter made little scarves for our cats for Christmas, and I could use those.
All right, okay.
Repurpose them.
There you go. You can use those. As a matter of fact, while you're on our Facebook page, please check out the big question that's going on in America right now. If baguettes could move on their own, how would they do it?
We're tackling some important topics today.
French baguettes.
All right. So if they could move, would they move like a worm? Right? Would they just flip from edge to edge? Gives you all these choices. They're all animated as well, so you could pick the one because these are the important topics of the day.
Right? That's what France is riding over. I think. I'm pretty sure.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, that famous stand-up comedian, number 88, Jimmy Sanderson.
Yes! Thank you, John. I like the way you introduced me. Like, I want to be, like, introduced at Whole Foods like that. You know what I'm saying? Coming down aisle 9, about to buy him some asparagus. Give it up for Bill Bellamy.
I totally forgot. My intern reminded me this one. He said, you know, he was Jimmy Sanderson.
Yeah, Jimmy Sanderson, number 88, catching all them balls, baby.
Did you catch any of those
balls? I caught them all. Caught them all. I didn't get all the hits, though. That's when I was like, you a stunt double. Go ahead and go get blown up real quick.
Did you have any interaction with Pacino during that film?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm not talking acting one. I'm talking beyond that.
I remember, man, when we were offset, I said, Al. First of all, it took me a long time to say Al, because I always thought Tony Montana. Right? I always called him Scarface. But I said, Al, man, what would you tell me would be a great advice? He goes, Bellamy, save you money. That's all I can tell you. Because it's going to go up and it's going to go down. You know, you play the long ball. You understand? Don't get caught up in the middle. Just play long ball.
Meanwhile, you have an uncle who probably said the exact same thing.
Exactly. But it happened. No, Al had twins. Really? At 70.
What?
Really?
Yeah, he got two girls. He got daughters. Like, his daughters now might be now 19, 20 or something. Uh-huh. But they were young. I was like, he's 70 years old and he got... I was like, it still works. Just because you old don't mean it's over.
Do you hear that? You hear that? You hear what the man said?
No. You literally need to be able to have sex with your wife to make a kid, though. So your wife has to say, yeah, Johnny, come on over.
Got him. Uppercut. Peace.
Speaking of kids, how's your boy and what's going on with him?
Wow. Baron is now 12. Uh-huh. Going on 13. My daughter's going on 16. He is playing a lot of basketball. Last night I had to do the daddy thing. I had to go to, he's in World Drum, where he played for 13 seconds. I almost missed my plane to see my son play for 13 seconds. I was so damn mad. I was like, you better play it again. Just play it one more time, because that was all that traffic. I came over here for 13 seconds of boom, boom, boom. I'm like, my dad never saw nothing. I got to show up for everything. If he blow his nose, I'm standing there. Good job. I'm like, come on, man. I like going to this game. He plays a lot more. So like, this is the funny thing about my daughter, because it's like it's a love, hate thing. Because you know you love him because that's your baby, right? Mm-hmm. Sure. But then there's stuff about him you just hate. You know what I'm saying? Because she's so California, right? In my family, we dress up for Halloween. We probably over the top. Mm-hmm. I was Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
The real Panther. Uh-huh. Wakanda, right? So I had the whole outfit. I had to go to a real costume place. I got the helmet. I got the claws. I'm real, right? My son is, he was Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Got the sword. We gangster. My son's Deadpool. My wife is Aquawoman or whatever. Like, okay. She's this beautiful, like, mermaid thing going on. Nice. Here come my daughter out. She walks out with her phone out and some Adidas pants and some sneakers, and she said, I'm an influencer.
There it is.
That's lazy is what that is.
Yep. Freaking lazy.
You know, as long as your daughter is an influencer.
Yes.
What would you do if she brought the likes of, say, Kanye home?
Oh, Lord have mercy. First of all, Kanye can't go nowhere without supervision. I mean, Kanye West is out of his freaking mind. I mean, like, it just seems like when Kanye West goes, anytime he leaves the house, you hear somebody go, where you going? No, go with him, go with him, go with him. No. Go put your jacket on, Go with Kanye. Kanye, wait. Dave coming with you. Dave gonna walk with you. He wanna go to the park, just let him look at the birds. Don't let him do nothing else but look at the birds, okay? He's scared of dogs. Don't let them dogs come around here. And give him some candy. Everybody had an aunt like that. But give him some candy and don't let him talk you into get ice cream. You know he gonna fart a lot if he eat that ice cream.
Bill Bellamy.
Yes.
He is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows, 7:30 and 9:45. Tickets are available at punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. It is so good to see you again.
Thank you, guys.
Right,
man.
Send my love to that beautiful family of yours.
Thank you.
They don't know me.
But right? They love you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
This weekend, a rare appearance I'm going to be at the auto show.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds normal.
On Saturday, tomorrow.
Right.
Right. From 11 to 1.
Sure.
Right. And I'm also going to be broadcasting live from there.
Cool.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air this weekend.
Doing like a regular Saturday.
Doing a regular
Saturday.
Shift.
Moving on up in the weekend ranks.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to do my impression of Steve. I'm doing a showlet. Not a full show.
Excuse me.
Actually, Steve's show is longer than mine.
I have the longest show out of all of us on the weekends.
Five hours?
Yeah.
Marathon man.
So if you would like me to give you some pointers.
Some pointers?
Yeah. Weekends, Bill does like speed breaks.
He does like speed breaks?
Back sell
the
song, maybe give a little something, front sell it, get back into music.
Uh-huh.
Bill doesn't want to hear you talking. He wants to hear
music. Yeah, watch his weather reports.
Yeah. Well, there's no weather reports on the weekend, are there?
I mean, there's still weather, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. Do you guys do weather reports?
No. God, no.
Okay, so
God, no. Get right to the content.
When was the last time you did a weekend shift?
What year were you born?
87.
Before then.
Oh, my God.
God!
Oh, I'm tuning in.
Actually, what city were you working in when you did it?
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever done a weekend shift while living in Philadelphia.
Were you on the island?
I
bet you were.
Well, I started out on weekends. When I first started doing radio, I was doing weekends.
So it might have been the last time.
I started, you know, the way they always start you on the Sunday overnight because there's no chance of anybody hearing you, right? And then they gave me what I referred to as the We Want You to Quit shift,
okay,
right, which was Saturday morning from 6 to 10, and then the Saturday overnight, right, from midnight to 7 a.m.
Oh, I'm getting close to that.
I've done the Saturday overnight. I've done that upstairs at our sister station, but not after having to do a 6 a to 10 a.
Yeah. Well, it was the reason why I called it We Want You to Quit shift is because you would get, you know, there it was. All of a sudden, I had to be, you know, on the air at 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I wasn't on the air during the week, so your body goes through that change.
Sure.
Right? And then, like, you'd go home and crash. And then when you wake up, the last thing you saw is the first thing you see. You're right back in the same damn position. It's like, it was terrible.
You know, I think this is actually putting you on Saturday is Bill's first step towards kicking your ass out the door. I think that's what it is.
Right.
He's put him on the weekends.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's good knowing you, John.
Well, I have to tell you, I will be the highest paid weekend person in the history of broadcasting. Right, because I just signed a new contract, and there's no way in hell. If they want, you want me to do one shift a week for 2 hours? All right. I'm in. All right, Mr. Authority. Come on. Put me on Saturdays.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
John Mellencamp started us off. He started his tour yesterday. And yesterday, while he was out on tour, someone tried to bust into his house. All right. A guy kicked down his door, kicked down the front gate, kicked down the door. All right, the authorities get there, and there's a guy by the name of Robert Carter. They find him inside the building, and Carter allegedly told authorities that he was there to arrest Mellencamp for supporting a different government than his.
What?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know.
I would have said I was cougar hunting. I'm going to leave. See you guys.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Dave.
Now you get to do two weekend shifts.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.